The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And we are ready for the Brady Report. All the news that only Brady knows, brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. And it's Tuesday. It's at Hooters. They always want you to know that they appreciate the men and women in uniform. Not that uniform, weirdo. Military. You present that military ID and get 10% off all your food, non-alcoholic beverages. Every single day that Hooters is open, they do this just to say thanks to our folks in uniform. Beautiful thing. So thank you, Hooters. For this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Just Do It Day.
Nike Day.
Happy National Compliment Day. And happy National Peanut Butter Day.
Wow.
The Just Do It is if you're procrastinating on something. Just do it.
Just do it. Just make a decision. Do it.
Couple of baseless fun facts. At depths of 1,000 feet, water pressure can reach about 440 pounds per square inch.
Wow.
Pressure like that would crumple most human lungs immediately upon exposure.
Yeesh. How deep?
You're crushed. 1,000 feet.
1,000 feet. I know I was talking to a friend of mine who scuba dives the other night, and he went into a place called the Blue Hole. I think it was in Belize. Showed me pictures. It's unbelievable. And he said he dove and he told me the distance with the depths. And the most I've ever done is about 30 feet because in Australia you don't have to be certified at all. At least the thing I did, they just strapped scuba gear on me and gave me a quick walkthrough. And the next thing you know, I'm swimming. And I was good at it. I didn't know I was going to be good at it. And I'm with the diver and he's going down 30, 35 feet. And you can feel the weight
of
the water. It was weird. And I'm like, that's enough. And he just gave me the okay sign that we're good. And then he left. And you could just feel this is as far down as I need to go. And then, you get it to 100 feet. I can't imagine, but you got to get used to that. Well, you feel the weight of the water. It's a very strange kind of sensation the first few times you go under.
I did the same thing in Hawaii. You could go with a paddy instructor.
Yeah.
Same thing. On the boat, they run you through a little flip chart of here's your respirator.
Here's
and all
the signal.
And I'm with our buddy Jim Wilson.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking
about. And the girl that was instructing us is a Japanese girl. She's very pretty, but she broke in English doing the flip chart. Oh, and I could follow along. And Jim, that's the first time he said, I can't stand Asian people.
He's an Asian man.
Yeah.
Racist against his own. Yeah, that diving thing is weird. Australia, I told him, do I need to sign anything? Well, full might. I don't know, any like liability thing? You're doing this of your own free will, correct? Like, yeah. Who are you going to sue, mate? Yourself, stupid. I guess you have a great point. In America, we would blame you if I dove in here by myself and killed myself. Yeah, that would be dumb. You're putting the suit on. I'm not forcing you to do this. It's true.
William Howard Taft is the only president who went on to serve on the Supreme Court. He was picked for the court 8 years after being president.
Cool.
Denny's isn't named after anyone. It started as a donut shop called Danny's Donuts in Lakewood, California. And the founders picked Danny because it started with a D and they like donuts. They eventually changed it to Denny's because people were confusing it with the chain called Coffee Dan's.
No.
Where is Coffee Dan's now?
Yeah. Coffee Dan's is no longer there. Now it's a Twink Festival over there on Camelback and 7th Street at the Gay Denny's. Named after no one, but definitely named after something.
Denny.
Want to go to Denny's? Yes. How much just toilet ass is going on in that bathroom at the Gay Denny's?
They redesigned it.
It's just got to be glory hole. It's just got to be. It looks like a whack-a-mole wall. It's just dorks flying in at you when you're trying to pee.
Like the guy you used to work with, a yellow hand or something.
Yeah, John
used
Yellow.
To put the glove on. Can you imagine doing that at the Gay Denny's, having to do the bathroom stuff?
Yep. You have to put that glove up to his shoulder and clean out those boxes in the ladies' room. But the Gay Denny's is a different beast.
Yeah, I wouldn't
They've
do
changed
that.
Up the diaper changing stance. It's a full twin bed. It just folds down.
Yellow hand. The Murphy bed is coated in feces, and the rubber bucket is full. Poor yellow hand had to go in there, that big yellow glove. And as long as the sun shall rise in the east, yellow hand shall clear out the tampon box on Monday.
And a new survey from Quest Diagnostics.
Love that guy. I want Bill. If anybody knows where Bill Osborne is, he's probably about 76 years old now. Please, by all means, put him in touch with me. I want to be there for his last words because they're going to be amazing.
He was 50 when you went? I thought he was
No. He was. This was 1987 when I met him, and he was 35. So we're talking nearly 40 years ago. Right. He's got to be in his early 70s.
We got to find him. We need a PI or something.
Just to see what he grew into, because he was Gene Wilder with Jack Nicholson's attitude and voice. It was an amazing combination. And, boy, that poor John Rodriguez would come in there. There's our Native American friend. He's Mexican. I know, but he's so red. How? Yellow hand. Shut up, Bill. Don't tell your management to shut up. I'm not Custer. Anyway, yellow hand, as the beasts of the tundra wander through, the silver box fills with menstruation pads. He was the best.
51% of Americans say they know their blood type, but 66% of people know their horoscope sign.
So wait a minute. There are 30% of people who don't know it?
Their blood type.
Not their blood type.
49% don't know
thing?
Their blood type. But yeah, 33% or basically, 34%
don't know their
horoscope.
Horoscope sign.
That surprised me too.
Because you're kind of bludgeoned with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, dumb broads that keep.
Yeah. What sign are you?
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, you're a Leo.
Makes you want to know what it is.
I think I'm O positive with my blood, but I could be any.
What's
of the
common one?
Well, the most common are A positive and O positive.
Yeah, I think I'm O positive is the universal donor.
I think that's what
you
I am.
Can only.
Then I'm A positive.
You can only accept O positive.
What's the one that is the universal can't donate it?
It might be O negative.
That's me. Starting now, gotcha. My blood Starting stays now. Inside. Sorry, people who need it.
You might need blood someday.
Well, we'll cross that bridge, but all this stuff I have in me stays in there.
People on TikTok are freaking out after realizing they've been calculating their birthday wrong. You might actually be older than you think. It basically boils down to this. When you turn a certain age, you're actually starting that age. You're not starting that age. You're finishing it.
Right.
So if you just turned 39, it means you finished your 39th year.
Right. You've spent 39 full years on the planet.
Yeah.
People are just now figuring that out.
Yeah, some people think, oh, I'm starting my 39th year.
You don't start at one, you start at zero. So after your first birthday is after you've spent a year here. This is a revelation to some people.
Yep.
I can't stand society then. They had to have this explained to them on TikTok. Or you act like eyes are up like you might have been one of them.
Someone presented it, an influencer put it up on TikTok saying, do you realize?
And it's in your news report. Yeah. Like it's something you're telling people they should know.
Yeah.
It's common sense. If you didn't know that before, find a cliff. You're the dumbest person alive.
Yeah, you haven't finished the 40 years.
You shouldn't. If you're 40 and you're just now finding that out, you're the dumbest 40-year-old I've ever thought about.
The other social media trend is people putting together "In Case I Go Missing" binders. Who are obsessed with the true crime thing, and these binders include their DNA, fingerprints, handwriting samples, dental records, blood type, medical history.
Come on in, thief.
Photos of tattoos.
Here for you.
Scars, really... birthmarks.
Synopsis of my identity. You
passwords for social media and messaging apps.
Sure. It's not a grifter's paradise.
Yeah.
Under lock.
The binders are on Amazon.
What?
And Etsy. And they're called If I Go Missing binder. It sells for around $50.
Wow.
Grifters. The folders first went viral a while back on a podcast called Crime Junkie.
Yeah. I'm still kind of reeling from the idea that TikTok had a revelation. So wait a minute, I'm 50, but this is my 51st January? Yeah, dumbass. What did you think? You were born one?
You hatched?
Yeah, you born one?
Idiot.
Everything is, this is your 50th rotation around. Now I'm in my 51st one, and I will celebrate my 51st completion in July. TikTok taught people this. Wow. Dumb.
There's a section in Reddit called Ask Women, and someone asked them to name the weirdest place
they made
a guy's ever taken them on a date.
In the butt, Bob.
In the butt, Bob. Weirdest date.
Yeah. Some of the highlights were 2 weeks into dating, a guy took a girl to his grandfather's funeral, introduced her as his special friend.
That's ballsy.
A couple of them like, there's a reason behind there's
a date to a funeral.
A guy drove a woman to a Taco Bell parking lot, and they watched the animated movie Sausage Party on his phone.
Awesome.
And then he tried to kiss her during the sex scene where the hot dogs get it on with the bun.
Hilarious. That guy's got a great sense of humor. And she was in on it up until then she didn't want to kiss him because he had a mouthful of Chorito or whatever they serve.
Guy picked up a woman for dinner. She chose the restaurant. Then he drove the wrong direction for about 30 minutes. Before she said anything, turned out he didn't know where he was going, but he was too proud to admit he was lost.
I never really went on dates, so I don't know what a date is as far as like weird or otherwise. I've never dated.
You dated Megan.
I guess. That was the only one.
But it wasn't a setup when you met her either, was it?
No.
I thought you were going out with her friend.
Yeah, that was like the first time I ever actually went on a date was with her.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it was just kind of hanging around until we started doing it. But we never went like, would you like to go to dinner with me and enjoy time? No. Usually, it's just like we're at a party. Like, there's that girl again. And then go over and start talking to her and stuff. And the next thing you know, you're making out. Like, there's no dating. I've never dated anyone.
That's not a date.
I've never asked anyone on a date until her.
A woman was expecting to go to lunch.
And you never did the online thing, so you're
good
out of that
God,
whole
God, no, man.
Yeah. Thank your lucky stars on that one.
Yeah, no, I don't. I've never had like I'll meet you at a thing and we'll have a nice dinner.
Oh yeah,
you've done it.
It's a nightmare.
Well, it's good for one thing.
I don't even know if I'd ever. I don't know if I'd be capable of asking somebody. It's great for getting laid, but so's that plan I had, which is just hanging around until you wear someone. You wear someone down. Yeah, you got to go out in a bar and just wear a girl down.
All right, if I do this, will you stop talking to me?
Probably.
You and Brian Adams' girl didn't
never dated. We worked together. And then I was at her house at a house party, and I had made it clear that I'm like, if it's a go, it's a go with you. Like, I'm in. And we played, everybody kind of left, and she asked me to stick around. And she's like, you want to do something? I'm like, yeah, I want to do something. And she's like, you want to play strip poker? I'm like, that sounds fun. And we played, and she was half naked sitting in the chair with me. And I was worried because the rumor was she used to toss salad with her old boyfriend. And I wasn't sure about my back door.
She wasn't the one that put your legs up over your...
She ended up doing it.
Oh, that's
it. But that was before I had started my cleanliness program. So I was like, well, if I get naked with her, she might going to want to eat that.
Ooh.
And I don't know if I feel real confident about that.
Scrubby scrub.
Panic!
So I made out with her. And then I went to the bathroom. Let me make sure this... And I'm like, I'm not confident. I don't like the...
Well, I take a shower real quick.
Working out. I would have had to shower up. And that would have been telling. That I'm coming back in for the
you
score.
Went Top Gun on her.
So I
might have to take a shower real quick.
We made out for a little bit. It got weird, and then I left. And then the next time I hosed her, but I never like took her to Applebee's first and fed.
Yeah,
her.
That's no.
That's not a date.
No,
that was just a girl acting like a whore and a dude like put that on pause
take
for a minute.
Advantage.
I'll be back tomorrow.
This woman was expecting to go to lunch. Instead, the guy took her to a gun range with three of his buddies.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Another guy suggested going to Dave and Buster's for the first date, which is fine, except his date said she'd rather do something else. He agreed, picked her up, and then took her to Dave and Buster's.
Jesus. We're doing what I said, lady.
Guarantee he had a gift card from Christmas or something left over.
Yes.
That's not a weird place to take someone. That's just a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a couple of these are like, well, I don't think they, you know, they committed to this date. Yeah. They don't want to be on it.
Dating.
Ugh. Coffee dates. That's
no interest.
You got to have the booze involved.
Yeah, you just get them drunk. If they're not interested immediately, I'm not going to sit and... Yeah. Yuck.
This lady's in trouble because she scammed her cousin out of a scratch-off lottery ticket. Basically, the guy bought the ticket, scratches it, and finds out it's a winner. It says $1 million winner. He wants to remain anonymous, asks his cousin to go in there and go to the office and pick up the winnings.
Right.
She takes the ticket, and at the time, he didn't know it. Lottery wasn't allowing in-person turn-ins. You just mail the scratch-off ticket to the office. They cut you the check, take the taxes out and everything. She responds back to him and says, it wasn't $1 million winner. It was $20,000 winner. Here's $13,400.
Lied about it.
Yep. Then he reads in the paper, $1 million scratcher winner. So he calls her back, asks her, no, that's the winning. Had to take her to court. Then she finally admitted she cashed out $547,000. He got $311,000 of that money back. $317,000.
That's all he got
back.
What happened to the other part?
She spent it. So
Tantrika just really spent up that money.
Yeah. Tantrika wrecked his life.
You got to get Tantrika's house.
Tantrika's back. Tantrika. By the way, just got an email that put me at ease with that whole I don't know how old I am thing. Scott has texted over and he says, John, rest. TikTok taught TikTok people that.
That's true.
It made me realize, not us normal people, not us regular folk who understand how time works.
A great way to put it.
1 year at a time. It's not like we're working quantum physics here. That's a pretty easy one to figure out. I'm nervous that I share the freeway with people who didn't know that until just now.
You're right. I'm going to present that to my son today. And if he
find out
fails,
if he's adult or not,
slap him into next week.
How many, just ask him, how many Januaries have you been alive?
Bro.
Right, because his birthday is in February.
Bro. Say, how many Januaries are you in right now?
Mm-hmm. Duh, Dad, 17.
Okay, you're one of the idiots.
Yep.
You're one of the dumb ones.
No. This is your 17th.
Yeah, you're in your 18th January.
Duh.
Oh, my God. I've got one. And then you just look at him like he's a pod person. I've got one. Do I kill it?
You
got
to move out.
You got to go. Is he leaving on his 18th birthday? Is that coming up in a couple weeks?
No. 17.
Oh, he'll be 17.
17
okay.
is coming up.
This is his 17th January.
So we've told him kind of the same thing as Chris. When Chris turned 18, 3 weeks later, he was up at NAU.
Oh.
So...
no chance of that with a boy.
There, but yeah. So I told Alex, I'm like, you know, you don't got to go to school, but if you're not going to school and you're living here, you're paying rent.
Nice. Right away, he's going to get hit with a bill.
So he's like. Okay.
Back pay, too. Get him for some back pay.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And food.
There's a lot of complications in in those calculations, too, because they were ex-husbands. The mom was involved in all of that. There were payments made. Oh, God.
Envelopes.
I don't think I want to do that accounting right now.
Yeah, just skip it.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Sorry, you got 3 months. I'll give you 3 months credit on what you spent.
Yeah, you know what? Be a good landlord.
So I don't have to do that.
Let the kid skate early. Good move.
There's a new app called Historical Figures. It's begun to take off in the last 2 weeks. It's using the GPT-3 technology. Have you ever seen that chat, GPT?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's made us obsolete.
So this guy, this 25-year-old Amazon software engineer put it together. You can have conversations with 20,000 notable people from history. You want to chat to Hitler? You can do it.
Yeah, I'll be back in an hour, guys.
Controversy's happening. Because you can not only talk to Hitler, but if you want to talk to Heinrich Himmler.
Sure, his whole crew will be there.
The whole crew is
you can reassemble the Avengers.
And the chat bot is interesting because they've tested it out, and NBC also decided to chat up some people.
Right.
Some people had asked, had a conversation with Jefferson Davis, president of the Confederate States of America.
Can you get Hitler fired up on ChatGPT where he starts screaming?
No, he doesn't. In fact, he is, it sounds like he's relatively calm, but he says it was a necessity.
What?
The whole thing. He goes, you know, because they asked him.
The whole thing, you call it?
They asked him about the genocide. And they also asked Pol Pot the same thing.
Sure.
Says to maintain the security in our country and the safety. It was a necessary thing.
See, but I wouldn't be asking history questions. I'd be going in there going, I don't know about you, but I love me some Jews. And watch what the Hitler GPT comes back with. I would have him on a pulpit screaming at speech. He'd be going nuts. I'd try to piss off the fake Hitler.
Now you get
where's this at?
You have to get digital
ChatGPT.
Coins.
It is an unbelievable.
But this one's called historical figures.
Based off the exact same thing. This ChatGPT thing is the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
You want to write an email to your cable company? Just say,
oh yeah,
yeah. About lowering your rate or just canceling.
That's an awkward choice to make.
Well, that's a big thing that people are using on it.
It is?
Yeah.
So I've had people
it'll write the letter for you.
Writing songs and like their whole movie that you can write an entire movie.
Kids,
give it a premise, it'll write a whole movie.
Kids, your papers?
Yeah.
Where do we talk to Hitler at?
Yeah, historicalfigures.com.
All right, I think it's in the App Store, historical figures.
Oh, we can go to that. Be all over that.
Now, you're allowed, they give you 100 digital coins right off the bat. And that gives you 100 questions. It's one coin for question. I mean, then you have to start buying some digital coins.
Whatever that costs.
If you want to get in depth with Hitler, you can get 500 coins for $15.99.
It's a time machine, and it's evidently fairly accurate to everything. Like everything,
download
is,
all this information. Yeah.
I didn't know people were using it to, you know, heap down their cable bills, but. That's evidently Brady's first thought.
How do I pay less taxes, GPT?
Time's a little tight there over in Gilbert. What's going on?
Write me a letter to knock off a few bucks from this DirecTV nonsense. $2.99 a month. I only have 4 boxes. Someone passed away and you're not sure what to
let that
send
thing
them?
Go. Wow. You so really are a morbid sort, Brady, to use your computer technology for funeral letters and cheaper cable bills.
Could you help me ask this person out on a date?
Yeah. Write a song for her. It'll do it. It's amazing, and the songs are incredible. Yeah, oh, college papers are done. If you write another one yourself, you're an idiot.
And every time is different.
It's a blink of an eye. I need 10 pages on this and this and this, and it's got to include, boom, it's done.
It is amazing.
So many people are on it, you can't even get on it right now.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's so packed.
Hitler would be a good, I think most people would go to Hitler first, but who else would you want to talk to?
Lincoln.
Lincoln?
Sure.
Maybe. I just want to talk to him about the last night.
That's what I'm saying.
But did you see it coming? It's based off his historical stuff. He's not going to tell you, I felt everything. I knew that guy was coming.
Probably based off that book that lady wrote that became the Spielberg movie.
Oh, that could be.
She knows everything about that.
But you can't get like Lincoln's perspective knowing he got shot.
What do you mean?
Well, he doesn't know how it ends.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Based on everything that you asked for.
Yeah, and you're saying
you can talk all the way up to the play.
The chatbot does.
The chat would talk like it's Hitler or Lincoln's ghost. Say, yeah, and then I got shot in a theater. It's not going to be a thing he says.
Well, it wouldn't be one of them, but what if it was like Jack the Ripper or somebody like that?
They don't have any historical like wording of it.
Right. You'd have like Ted Bundy.
Yeah, it's fun to play with. I'd be all, Ted Bundy for sure.
Does John Wayne Gacy have any depth
interviews? Oh, yes.
Is there a bunch of stuff on
there? Yes, serial killers. That's what we use it for. I don't want to talk to Margaret Thatcher. Boring.
You have to find out the 20,000 figures they have so far.
Man, man.
Have it write a sequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Brett's over there trying to talk to Tony Soprano.
John Gotti.
Gandolfini. Capone. Oh, Capone would be a good one.
Hoffa.
Hell yeah. Where the hell are you?
That sounds fun. Yeah. Come on. I could make a lot of money if you told me where you were. Yeah, ChatGPT is a, and it's, you sit and think about it if you haven't played with it at all. It's like, oh, it's probably rudimentary. It's not.
No,
it's
no.
So detailed. It has made us obsolete. There is no reason for humans to create a thing anymore. It can be done in a second.
And they constantly upload it.
Some English teachers are really up in arms about it, and other ones are like, it's great. It'll teach kids how to write you know, if they follow it.
Yeah, but it won't. They won't read what is put out. That's why ChatGPT should include like a goof line in there every once in a while. The kid has to actually edit.
Yeah.
Got a couple of radio videos. Ooh. It'll take a minute. This first one's on a nice little, I want to say in Mexico, maybe. A couple of girls are doing a little stunt at this bar, outdoor patio bar. It looks like the girl was starting like some kind of chair dance. Facing the, you know, has the chair down and she's grabbing the arms and bending over. It's very sexy.
Okay.
Keep going, please. I like the description more than the video.
Yeah, stretch them more.
Touching, grabbing.
And while my assistant helps me download the videos.
There they go.
What's that?
He's downloading.
We got trouble.
AirDrop.
Oh, yeah, I AirDrop. Oh, you haven't sent it to him.
No, he sent it to me. Oh, I didn't pull it up.
I heard hastily. So, recap again, Brady. It's a sexy lady doing a chair dance at a wedding?
No.
Just like a pier. She's on a pier.
Yeah, Mexico party.
It does look like Rocky Point, like one of the bars on the beach or something like that.
Could be a...
It'll reset here in a second.
Mm, all right. She hit her head or something. All right.
Are you okay?
Oh, and reset.
Looks like a very good
part. Comment on it. It says, hope you have dental insurance.
Oh, no. She faces herself on a bar. Well, this is no good. You caught it right at the end.
I know. Instagram is, I can't
This
rewind.
Stinks.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly.
And 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, into the railing.
That was the worst game of leapfrog ever. I don't know what was supposed to happen.
She has a balloon. She's popping the balloon.
Oh, she's got it on her.
And she jumped on her.
So she's a whore showing off her ass. And like her mother told her.
Any beach bar, you're going to be whores at,
Act like a whore and bad things happen. And her friend was right. When your other friend wanted to be a whore, too. I see. And her face went right into a pole.
Next one.
Which was going to happen that night anyway.
Oh, yeah.
This is a quick one. Mattress Mac was back in the... He bet $2 million on the Cowboys to win.
Oh, he did.
And this is him placing the bet at Caesars. He's got the stacks,
Cowboys
cash.
To beat the 49ers on Sunday.
Was that even
did
a 2-1
Did he take points?
Bet?
No. So he lost $2 million.
Yep. In cash, right there.
Right there. Stack of cash. Enjoy that, Caesars.
Next one's my...
What did he make on the Astros, though? He made a big mutt.
Well, he made a fortune on the Astros,
Something like that on a 50... Or $100,000 bet.
And you already had a ton of money, so.
Next one's the dangers of my dream job when I was growing up. I wanted to be a...
Garbage man.
Yeah. This is a pretty cool little apparatus here. You got the mini dumpster up front. You load that one up, and then you dump it in the back of the big truck.
That's right. Brady's describing...
Trash.
You got a front... Well, no, most of them just scissor the...
Huh?
I know, it's fascinating.
No, it's got a front dumpster, and then the dumpster... Double arm. It's two arms. Got two functions.
That's the blue bin with a bunch of dog poop in it.
Yep. And then this thing dumps it in.
Got to be precise.
So it's from one trash can to another into the truck.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Are we?
Look out!
Whoa! It started the whole truck on fire. What was in there? Why did that truck start on fire?
I don't know. The hydraulics started hissing.
Somebody
Something
throw
was
away
smoking.
Their barbecue?
No, it came off the truck itself.
It's
not the trash.
Yeah,
I think
they run on like natural gas, don't they?
I don't know. What do I need from a garbage truck? Oh, it's fast too. Like it just
there it is.
Oh, there's the something busted in the back there.
Yep.
Wow, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
The dangers of that job.
Yeah, that's right. You could burst into flames.
Hydraulic line busted, hitting the hot exhaust pipe right next to it, and instantly combusted. That's according to the.
Be careful, garbage men. We need you to do the job that I am way too overqualified to do.
And no death and dismemberment.
All right.
Too bad.
What do you got, Bert?
All right. This one is you're kind of hanging out after the bar at the the taco place and stuff like that, and you kind of still got to pay attention to what's going on behind you.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Is that Farrakhan? Holy smoke!
Is he still revving the engine?
I think it's probably...
Sounds like it.
We killed
everyone. All right, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I gotta go. Bad park job.
People are yelling, that's my order.
Oh! Did that just bubble over that Louis Farrakhan dressed guy
it
right
there? It looked like that, didn't it? Holy I think he might have got either, out of the way.
Not so
he's
sure.
He's right there.
Yeah, I think
he, Farrakhan he, took the hit
I think
here.
He gets pushed to the side.
I hope so.
It's a nice suit.
Oh, this is dangerous. Where's he at? Yikes.
That was going.
You got to turn around. Here it comes.
He got some rubbish on him.
Yeah, he got the entire structure from the top into his head. Not sure Farrakhan's doing too well there.
Take that, Farrakhan.
This was an isolated hillbilly. Intentional attack. Okay, I see.
Manager came out. You know what? Dinner's on us tonight.
Sorry about that, folks.
And you can always tell how
get
dangerous,
that on a shirt. Yeah. Take that,
how dangerous the rodeos are.
Come
you
on.
Know how many white people take would buy that Farrakhan. And never wear it? Take that, Farrakhan.
Oh,
there's another rodeo accident.
Oh no. Oh, okay. He's up. The bull's coming back. The bull's coming back. The guy's on the ground. Oh,
he's using it. To the goods.
Oh, he just stomped him into the earth. He's there's dead. No way that guy's. And then the best thing you
he's
can do to
he's broken up and they're yes, pulling him.
Best thing you can do to a man who's been stepped on by a bull is move his spine around.
And here you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's why they wear helmets. That's why they wear helmets.
Revive him.
No.
His head's off.
That's worse than the other bull.
Yeah, it's.
It's just completely smashed.
And thank God somebody took this with their iPhone or their old flip phone because the quality is not.
Yeah, I don't need
the detail
that
is not in
I don't
HD.
Need that in
all right, folks, we're gonna take a little break, clean this place up, enjoy the next 5 minutes, grab some popcorn. And I won't bloody mess off my rodeo floor.
Bring in some more dirt.
Hey, and now be entertained by the wacky clowns. We got some kid pinning coming up.
This is some guy, I don't know if he's protesting or what he's doing, but he's trying to stop a bus.
Oh,
standing
luck.
In front of a bus.
Genius.
Standing in front of a bus and a city bus. And where'd the sound go?
I don't know.
And here comes a couple of ladies. This doesn't look like much of a protest.
You're just making it on.
He's just leaning into the bus, and the bus driver's like, that's enough, and kills him.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And he's dragging him.
He's pushing it.
The bus driver has a schedule, people. This is not funny to him. He waited for the last two people to jog on.
Watch to the end.
I'm not looking up at this.
No,
and then,
you gotta watch this part.
And he's under
looking,
the tire.
Keep looking,
corpse
looking, skid. Keep looking. There he is.
Oh, he stayed under the front tire. All right.
It's a tough skull.
Goddamn internet. Goddamn internet.
We'll end with that
he's
one.
He's getting rubbed from two sides.
Oh,
tire
God.
Burn oh. and road burn.
Okay.
Whew.
You can email Brett for those because I don't think we can post those.
bvesley@98kupd.com and the rodeo guy is something you think you want to see and you don't.
You don't.
Let us be the ones who took the bullet there.
At least he died at what he loved doing.
That's the dumbest thing anyone's ever said. You know what he loved doing? Finishing Living. That thing.
Yeah.
He loved coming to an ending. Nobody likes to hang glide and land poorly. He didn't love that part.
He died doing what he loved.
He was shot playing basketball. He hated that part.
Oh, this guy has a good point. The ChatGPT.
Yeah.
He says, can it write a script for a morning show? See if you guys can get it to write it for you guys tomorrow and try to follow it.
Oh, Jesus. That's a good idea.
All right.
It's not bad.
Get on.
It's not a bad idea.
ChatGPT, fill 4.5 hours of a morning show with nonsense.
Maybe Katie Kitty should try that.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. We'll write it for an alternative morning show.
You know what it does ruin, though?
Host.
Yes.
You think Google and the internet wrecked it, but ChatGPT makes trivia obsolete.
Why is that?
Well, because everybody knows everything. Like, all you have to do is go ChatGPT, what's this? Oh, absolutely.
Quick enough, boom.
You can ask it anything, and it just gives you the answer.
I thought it was conversational stuff.
It can be conversations. It can be information. It can be a paper. It can be a movie. It can be. It's amazing. It truly is like. And it's so accurate. Like, you'd think it would be its early stages of like, oh, it's all messed up, or it's not. There's something I read about the history of recorded time all the way up to everything we had recorded up to the internet's kind of permanence, which would be about 2010. All that we had recorded in history is happening again on the internet every day. So what took us a million years to understand, I guess, whatever
recorded
every day, more information is brought in.
Wow.
So it's an insane amount of information that is churned out by the computer because it just keeps building more. And meaning it can take all that history and build a new thing out of it. And a friend, I got an email here that said, can you imagine what misinformation is going to look like when ChatGPT starts deciding what's right and what's wrong? It is AI in its earliest stages, and it's already wildly impressive. It's 8:17. Enjoy that. Enjoy the end of humanity. We are obsolete, and we've done it to ourselves.
Have Toledo use ChatGPT to talk to his dad.
Yeah, what would your dad? ChatGPT is just a blank page. So accurate. So accurate. There goes your Brady report. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.